The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That is, forgive me, with great humility, with gratitude and respect. That is my son, Michael. He's going to be interviewed on Instagram at Dropkick Blues, 5 o'clock today. We invite you to listen in. And I'm so excited. It's his first interview. And I told you, you know, the kid's going to break soon. He's just by the grace of God Almighty, really. And I take this with, and I know you, if you have a kid that's great at sports or great on stage, you know, you hesitate to brag about it. So I don't mean to do that, but I do want to say I want to support the kid, and he's doing so good. And I know you have followed everything we talk about on the show, and we followed you, and we're trying to, if something's really fun, God knows we need it. And so Mikey, 5 o'clock today at Dropkick Blues on Instagram, being interviewed because they love this kid at 18 years old playing Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and Philip Sace and all the great guitarists, and he's on his own. And then what we're going to do, I think. Now, this is the stage dad in me. I'm going to bring him to a studio because he got offered to do a recording session. And so, I'm going to watch over him. I'm going to I'll be the Chaz Chandler, as Chaz was to Jimi Hendrix, right? And just try to move Michael along. And then I'll be in the home.
You should be Joe Felsenfeld. That's who you should be. That should be your manager name. Joe Felsenfeld. Right? Call me Skip. Come on.
I'm trying to maintain discipline all morning long.
I know. I ruin it for you all the time. I am. I'm the 5-year-old who keeps poking you.
No, you know what, though? So, the head of our class, the senior class, was Skip Felsenfeld. So as soon as I said his name,
I want to change my name to that.
I was cutting class, and I was at Skip Felsenfeld's house. And then
Felsenfeld. Listen to how that rolls off the tongue. Do you imagine walking up to somebody, what's your name? My name is Al Felsenfeld.
I'm listening to the Animals, Hey Jip, the Donovan Leitch song, Hey Jip. And I'm saying, wow, look at Eric Burton. Look at this. Is great. I'm going to name my band Hey Jip. And we did it. We had a ball with Johnny Welshons and Johnny Vargo, and we had a great time. So then Al goes, you should have called the band Felsenfeld.
It's a great name. Everybody remembers it. It's unique.
So I should change my name when I bring Michael to the recording studio. Hello, my name is Felsenfeld.
How you doing, Joe Felsenfeld?
Call me Skip.
Come on, that would be great. You ever meet somebody whose name is like Bill, and it's like, and call me whatever. Like, it's like an obscure nickname that makes zero sense.
Oh, you're the best. You are so funny.
Come on. I'm Joe, telling you, why, you're great.
Why should I call you Skip? I don't know.
That's, I don't know. Just because, you know.
Big Al Gattulo.
Or you should just change it. And, you know, listen, at this point, everybody knows you're Joe Piscopo. Change it to Skip Felsenfeld. Call Skip. See the money.
Skip Felsenfeld. I have to ask Skip's permission if he minds if I steal his name, for crying out loud, you know. Lord Joe on the radio. Big Al's here. Joey Sebelius here. And Debbie's on the roads. And Mike Gallagher's coming up. Charlie Kirk at noon. So, but I want to give a shout out. You know, we love the NYPD. Thank you to the NYPD. Thank you. You're listening now, and we love you. We appreciate you. We support law enforcement and are in awe of the men and women of the New York Police Department. Officer Chris Wells, there was an incident in Queens and they stepped up. The police department just steps up. And in New York City, it just isn't easy. You're listening around the country. It's really not. New York ain't what it was. It's really just diminished to criminals being left out on the street. As crazy as it sounds, it is that crazy. And we hope it will come around. but we just don't know when. We just wish the politicians would step up and support the police and support the citizens. Right now they're supporting a lot of the criminals because you know what? They'll go in. Listen to me, if I may. And first of all, let me say to Officer Christopher Wells, 36 years old, suffered a broken femur, was shot at, is okay. And hang in there, Officer Wells. We appreciate it and thank you. Officer Joseph Murphy, 33, suffered injuries to his hand. Thank you for being the heroes that you are. And thank God you're okay. But if there's a party at a synagogue, oh my gosh, the politicians will go after them. Oh, because it's the pandemic. You can't have a party. You can't go to a synagogue. And they'll go in. But, if you're at home and you're watching looters burn down businesses and you don't see the politicians step up, you don't see the way the politicians lecture us, what you should do during the pandemic, who you should invite, who you can't invite, and yell back at the I don't care what you think, the reporters. They don't have the guts to say it to the thugs and the creeps and the losers and the cockroaches that attack the city and are ruining the city. Well, and that's what's upsetting.
Joe, you know what? Lord Cuomo the other day mentioned on a radio interview that he was going to have Thanksgiving dinner in Albany with his two daughters and his mother, Matilda.
Well,
and he got ripped for it, and rightfully so. Think about it. It's do as I say, not as I do. Now, you have Governor Newsom in California who is urging people to stay inside, don't have large gatherings. He goes to a political fundraiser in Los Angeles where they're inside a restaurant. They're not wearing masks. Yeah. He's saying every time you take a bite of food, you got to put your mask on, back on. Yeah. You have Governor Murphy who gets destroyed by three women at a table where he's sitting eating dinner with his family. All three of these incidents are, all selective. I thought the governor didn't, Murphy did nothing wrong in his instance. The woman was attacking him in a typical Jersey fashion. Oh. Newsom is a complete moron for doing what he did. But Lord Cuomo, who has gotten an international Emmy for his press conferences, the guy everybody is touting, he wrote a book about how to deal with things in a pandemic. Meanwhile, thousands were killed in nursing homes because he put them there. This guy turns around and says he's going to have his mother at his house.
I know.
Like, come on.
I know, but I got to tell you, I have to tell you this. Matilda Cuomo is one of the greatest people you ever meet. She is, to me, royalty in New York. Matilda Cuomo, she is. She's the wife of the deceased governor, Mario Cuomo, and a legend. And when I was a Democrat, he was the guy. I know you disagree with him politically. But Matilda, so when Andrew said that, I said, well, it's Matilda, it's going to be okay. But all I ask is that don't lecture not only just Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, stop. And Newsom, Garcetti, Eric Garcetti, who's a great guy, by the way. They're lecturing us, and they're drunk with power. Governor Whitmer in Michigan, this woman's off the charts. Stop it. Just stop it. The lockdown doesn't work. Masks don't work. And I wear the mask, and I will continue to wear the mask. And when I go see my mother, I'm going to stay outside and socially distance, and I'm going to keep a glass there so, God forbid, if I'm carrying something, even though I have the antibodies, they don't know enough about it. And like, I was talking to Joey, and he said, my nephew Brett said the same. He goes, the same thing. He goes, we know as much as the medical community knows about this disease. You ever notice that? We know. Well, can I? Do I shed because I'm a reptile, the virus, if I have the antibodies? Am I a snake? I'm shedding now? Well, we don't know. How many times do I? Well, we don't know. Will the we don't know. We're not sure. How long did the antibodies?
Lizard Felsenfels. That should be your name.
We don't know. So I don't tell us what to do. Stop it. I think, and people are flying now, and when I was flying the other day, there's no social distancing. The airlines aren't practicing. I'm telling you right now, they're not. There's people in your face. The guy in front of me is leaned down in my nose, for crying out loud. And my schnoz, somebody was right behind me. Going to the airport, Newark Airport was jammed. There was no social distancing. They didn't even add extra people to social distancing. It's a ruse. It's power and control to stomp us down. And we have medicines to stop it, and we're tired of it. And you know what? We wore the masks for 8 months, and now there's still a spike. Explain to me two things. Why we're not using medicine, number one, that we have to contain the virus. Number two, if we wore masks for 8 months, and most of us did. Don't tell me we didn't. Oh, don't tell me we didn't. We wore the mask for 8 months. Why is there a spike now? Maybe because masks don't work. I'm just saying objectively. I don't know. I'm wearing the mask and I wear the gloves. One of the flight attendants. Oh, you're gloved up. Yes, I am. I got my sunglasses on. I worry about it and I'm very, very careful. I don't mean to minimize the infectious nature of this insidious virus. I really don't. But goodness gracious, don't lecture us. Stay home. I think you got to go back to work. If you're older, maybe, you know what? You stay home and then you can do everything remotely. Everybody else, back to work.
I'm
back
surprised
to school.
You didn't wear a ski mask on the plane. That would have been a better look with the gloves and the mask, like a ski mask.
Not a visor, ski mask.
No, I saw some woman the other day. I mean, honestly, I know those face shields or whatever. My neighbor has to wear one because she does tests on people who may or may not have seizures and stuff. So she wears a mask and she wears a face shield as well because she has to get up close to a patient. But I see like a civilian walking by and they have this face shield that's like pressed up against their face. And they're breathing, and it's getting all foggy and whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? That's not protecting you.
I know. It seems too much. But in the meantime, so I understand that. And then the governor decided not to have Matilda over there. So, and that breaks my heart that we don't do it. That you're not supposed to be with your mother.
But he can't sit there and preach one thing and then do another.
Now, if you're going to preach, and to Mayor de Blasio as well, if you're going to preach.
Oh, forget de Blasio. Come on, I don't know.
And Governor Murphy as well. If you're going to preach, don't go protest right next to somebody in the middle of the pandemic.
Right.
And if someone's burning someone else's building down and they're rioting in Brooklyn, then you stand up in the streets and you say, I am not defunding the police. I support law enforcement, and we're shutting you down. And go after the criminals and leave us the heck alone.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. You have Governor Cuomo, who has, for the most part, stayed consistent in what he has said. He's made mistakes. Obviously, this one with having his mother over for Thanksgiving is one of them. But he hasn't made as many gaffes like de Blasio has. Every time de Blasio opens his mouth and says something, it's always against what the governor is doing, and they override one another. They don't get along. I mean, it's ridiculous, the whole thing with schools. It has been proven scientifically from a number of different places.
Go by the science.
See, that's my argument. If you're going to
go by the science, schools
should not be closed right now. Schools should be open in New York City. These kids should be allowed to go to school.
And also, I have to say, it makes me laugh. People, Governor Murphy was accosted. If you're listening and you didn't see this video, oh my gosh, he got accosted by a couple gals at dinner with his family, and they went after him Jersey style.
Hi.
It was humorous to me, and I'll tell you why. Because when you have these politicians go and become politicians, they don't understand community. They don't understand you and me. They really don't. And that's why I voted objectively for the president, President Trump, because he really understood somehow when I went down to Florida, when I first campaigned for him in 2016, I saw the people in the crowd. It was me. It was people looking for hope, someone to understand us. And whether you like him or not, objectively, you have to admit President Trump understood the people, and politicians do not. And Governor Murphy comes in, and God bless, he's a nice guy, but he doesn't know Jersey. You don't know Jersey. You can't tell Jersey shut down. You're going to get it in your face.
Joe is a good guy.
And I think you're a good guy too, Governor, but really, you have to understand Jersey is upset. I would just stay in the mansion, do the eating at the mansion, but it was disrespectful and it was wrong to accost Governor Murphy and his family out there because he was not doing anything wrong. He had the masks, and the poor guy put the mask on. Al, he puts the mask on after he got hassled.
Because the woman was literally 6 inches from him screaming at him. Like, again, I get it. You don't like the governor. You don't like his rules. I'm not a big fan of his to begin with, but I'm not going to sit there and scream at the guy while he's having dinner with his family
outside
and following his own rules that he set. That's a completely different animal from what Governor Newsom did in California and what Governor Cuomo was attempting to do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Let me go to John, guys. Let me get a couple calls before we go to the great Stephen Moore. John, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? Ooh, wow, that was
again,
scary.
Turn the radio down and be ready to go.
That was aliens. They were aliens. They're aliens. David, let me go to David. David, good morning. What is on your mind, my friend?
Thank you for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. God bless America. And I appreciate what you said yesterday about what I commonly refer to as Beijing Biden, Joe. Yeah. I really think he's in the pocket of Beijing. He is a Manchurian candidate. And here's an irony for everybody that has always whined. I mean, getting a speeding ticket may be annoying, but let's face the reality. Driving, as we are often told, is a privilege. And for people that don't believe in God, do not believe in sovereignty of the United States, don't believe in the Bill of Rights, don't believe in right or wrong, don't believe in the Second Amendment, don't believe in police departments or having law and order, there's a common ideological persuasion that encompasses all that. It's usually called commies. By the way, for Governor Christie, it's apparent to me, as a former Ted Cruz supporter, who I think Ted Cruz should really be doing more for President Trump, along with all the other spineless rhinos. I think for Governor Christie, if he's really hoping to get a federal appointment, seeing as to how he is also a gun grabber, perhaps, heaven forbid, Biden gets sworn in, we can have Governor Christie be an ambassador to a malnourished country to help out Sally Struthers. Thank you, Joe.
All right, David, there it is. That's a lot in one phone call. We got a break, and you can always call at 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio, 821 right now. Stephen Moore, he is the man. He knows more about the economy than anybody, and the Dow hit 30,000. This is huge. It's huge. Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Remember, with New Jersey Transit, North Jersey coastline remains suspended between South Amboy and New York's Penn following yesterday's derailment over in Perth Amboy. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross County. It's kind of busy eastbound getting into the Hutch, and that's all due to the problems here on the Hutch this morning. Do expect some stop-and-go traffic. Hutch south at East Lincoln Ave into Mount Vernon. That tractor-trailer stuck under the bridge on the thruway northbound approaching exit 17 in Newburgh. A fatal accident there. That's being investigated. Expect delays on 280 West getting out toward exit 14, getting out through Newark. And traffic is moving slowly on the Deegan northbound by the stadium. That's a disabled vehicle over in Williamsburg on Grand Street by Graham Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Michael's of Brooklyn is back. Yay, again. Now you can go and have a meal in or outdoors. They are operating at a lower capacity and by reservation following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. You know, our good friends Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne and Michael's of Brooklyn, right over there at Avenue R. Nostrand, are in business. They've been there since 1964. They're family-owned and operated. And I could personally attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes. Made completely from scratch. Even the sauce, it's made right there. They sell it around the country. You're listening to AM970TheAnswer.com around the country. And thank you, Texas and Florida and South Carolina and who called? Somebody called from Italy. Oh, Rome. Rome was listening. Somebody from Rome, and thank you. Ciao, buongiorno, Rome. But if you're in America, across the country, you go to your supermarket, you know what you can get? Michael's of Brooklyn in a jar. Look where the sauces are. And I'll tell you, and it ain't, you know, you're not supposed to buy sauce in a jar. Oh, you can get Michael's of Brooklyn. It's as authentic as any Italian sauce you've ever had. And it's made right there at Avenue R. Nostrand. In the meantime, if you're local, you can go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to call, please, at 718-998-7851. Make a reservation today. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. The Forum Group is a veteran-owned staffing firm with offices in New York and Southern Connecticut. And they've been an industry leader in professional recruitment, vendor management, and payrolling since 1974. You know, Frankie Fusaro is my buddy, and he started this Forum Group. And Frank's going to be on with us in a little while. And they've been, you know, they've been up and at him for 40 years. They've placed tens of thousands of pre-screened professionals on both a direct hire and contract temporary basis with their extensive and diverse clientele. There's eight principal areas of specialization at the Forum Group: accounting and finance, right? Information technology, healthcare, compliance and regulatory, legal, human resources. Look at this. Creative and digital marketing and office administration. They have 100 highly trained, experienced counselors, and Chris Fusaro's over there. We want you to call Chris. That's Frank's son, and he's handling everything now. I'm telling you. You know, I've known Frank for years, and I love when they come on the show. So, and they tell me good things that'll make your life easier. You know, so if you're an organization, right, interested in filling a difficult requirement, or how about if you're an individual seeking your next position, here's who you got to call: Chris Fusaro, 212. It's 687-4050, extension 365, 212-687-4050, extension 365.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Stephen Moore is chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force on the Economic Revival. A former Donald Trump economic advisor, author of Trumponomics. And we're going to say, I love that the stock market has hit 30, the Dow has hit 30,000, you know. I love that we got through a pandemic and the president has brought the stock market back. Yes, you got to give, I guess they saw with the Janet Yellen, maybe she'll be nominated to run the Fed there by Joe Biden. And there's a lot of other, I think if they see, okay, now we're going to have a transition, and I don't know that it's over, but still, you got to credit President Trump because he came in and just crushed the economy. And matter of fact, that's what people say to me, Joe, why are you a Trump guy? I'm not a Trump guy. I'm a patriot. And then you know what else I look at? I'm a father of five children, and I worry every single day. Am I going to have enough money for the kids? What am I going to do about college? How about retirement? All of that. When Donald Trump came in, and I got to tell you, when he first came in, and it's Donald Trump, I said, this is great. It was more of the drama of it all. You know, I mean, come on. You got to have a sense of humor. And I said, wait, whoa. Donald Trump's running for president? They said, yeah. Donald Trump. I said, this is great. So then I know him, and I know the success that he has had. I know that some things didn't work out business-wise, but he always recovers on his feet. And I know, and I personally like he and Melania as great people that I knew for years, like 30 years. So, of course, I vote him. I support him. I don't know that I didn't know, honestly, between you and I, because I'm very organically honest on the show. I didn't know that he was going to be as good as he was, the president. He was spectacular. I mean, just helping out the black community the way he helped out the black community, the Latino community, you know, and helping. And what's happening in Israel? What's happening with the Arab nations and having them join together with Israel? We didn't hear any of that, any of that. And people can't stand it that he stepped up the way he did, you know, for in arenas where another politician won't. And now when Joe Biden's going in, you're bringing John Kerry back. They're gonna restart the Iran nuclear deal. Are you kidding me? What are you gonna give $150 billion pallets of cash on a plane in the middle of the night? Oh my Lord, you know. So you got to give President Trump credit where it's due. Then I looked at, you know, business, and because I'm worried about the kids, and I'm working, and I'm saying, gosh, I'm working. This is great. And then I look at the 401k. That's great. And I credit President Trump for that. And I thank President Trump for that. And oh my God, you can't say that. You can't say that. They're so afraid to say anything positive. Well, I'm not. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And he's been a great president. And I hope that something happens. Now, Rudolph Giuliani is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And rumor has it that the president may be with Rudy at
today in Gettysburg at a hearing. This is we will get that verified from Mayor Giuliani in the 9 o'clock hour. Okay, and also by the way, Sean Golden is going to join us as well, Monmouth County Sheriff. And then I reached out. There was this video that we put on at Jersey Joe Piscopo, JRZY Piscopo, and it's Chaz Palminteri. There's a Bronx Tale parody, and it's a meme kind of thing that in place of Chaz is Donald Trump. Going into that bar saying, now you can't leave. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. Chaz Palminteri is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Stephen Moore is the man. He is so positive. He's so smart on economics. And the book is Trumponomics. We want you to check out. Stephen, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, Joe. It's great to be with you. I hope you have a happy and holy and healthy Thanksgiving.
God
and by the way, how about
too.
This president? I mean, how about this president? We are going to have this vaccine probably in the next,
at
the beginning of the year. And, you know, the economy. How about the economy? I mean, Dow 30,000, Joe. And, you know, at the end of a pandemic, this is the most incredible recovery ever. I think a lot of voters are having a little buyer remorse right now.
Yeah.
Because this is a president who will. I got in a lot of flack. Did you see it, Joe, this week? Because I said on this radio station that Donald Trump was like Winston Churchill. You know, he won the war, and then you know Winston Churchill in 1946 was voted out of office after Britain won the war.
Right.
And I thought, you know, that's. But then, you know, what happened next, Joe? Four
what?
Years later, who came back in office? Yeah. Winston Churchill. I think that's exactly what's going to happen with Donald J. Trump.
I forget Winston Churchill. What he just think of the Battle of Britain, the way he just kept the troops going. He never succumbed to Hitler, and then they voted him out, man. Oh, that's a
and
great
they voted
analogy.
Him out. And, and you know what? And then a few years later, people said, "Why did we do that?" And then they voted him back into office. And that's look, you're right. Winston Churchill won the Battle of Britain. Donald Trump won the battle over coronavirus.
Yeah. You know what? In record, in warp speed, but boy, oh boy.
In warp speed.
And the 30,000, it hits 30,000. This is huge. This is great. Of course, they're going to say, oh, it's because Joe Biden is going to appoint Janet Yellen as head of the Fed, they're going to give credit. They won't give this guy credit for anything, even now, won't. You know?
Yeah. You know, and these people say, oh, how dare Donald Trump, you know, challenge the results of this election when it was, you know, so razor thin still. It's within, you know, it's within 75,000 votes out of 153 million votes cast. I mean, you can't get anything tighter than that. And so, but I was thinking, remember 4 years ago? I mean, the left had riots in the streets and they were calling for electors to vote for Hillary Clinton, even though Trump had won these states. I mean, you know, we are just peacefully saying, look, let's make sure that every vote is counted and let's make sure that the fraudulent votes are not counted. And the left is going apoplectic about that. But I have to say, Joe, I think one of the proudest achievements of my life, no doubt about it, has been working for this guy. He is incredible workhorse. He does the most amazing things for the country of the United States. And he is going to leave the White House triumphant.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping. We have Mayor Giuliani on coming up in about a half an hour. And the mayor apparently has something up his sleeve and hope one
well,
thing.
Well, he may well. You know, it may be that, I mean, look, I still think Trump has about a 20% chance of reversing, you know, this decision because of the votes that are coming in. But I'm saying if Trump has to leave in January, I think he's going to be, we're going to have ticker tape parades for him.
I know. You know what? And in history will prove that he did such a great job. Not just to mention helping out the black community, not just to mention happened in the Middle East. For goodness sake, the Middle East, he addressed the Middle East or building up the military, taking out the terrorists, stopping ISIS for crying out loud. But the economy, and I said it, and Stephen, you were part of this. So we thank you as well, Stephen Moore. You were part of this right next to the president, man, in the Oval Office. All of a sudden, President Trump gets in. And like I said before you came on the air, I was saying I just like the drama of it all. I loved Melania and Donald because I knew them as people, as regular citizens. But then when he got in, I never had the idea he would do that well. Then I start working more than I've ever worked in my life. And then I look at my 401k, and not to mention the stock investments, everything's exploding. And this is because of Donald J. Trump and you, Stephen.
No, excuse me. You've got it exactly right, Joe. I mean, and I had the same impression. I knew Trump would be good on the economy. I knew he would be you know, a good president.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it would be like this. I mean, you know, where we have Dow 30,000, we brought the unemployment rate down to the lowest level in 50 years for, you mentioned, minorities, blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah.
Really, you know, by the way, Trump did very well with Hispanic and black voters in many of the cities across the country. And then add to that the lowest poverty level in the history of the United States. I mean, I could go on and on rattling these statistics.
Yeah,
now, and look
at
the economy now. We got a housing boom. We got a construction boom. We got a manufacturing boom. We got, you know, a lot of employers are saying, hey, we can't find the workers, you know, which is amazing given that we're 10 months into a pandemic. This is a guy who not only, here's one joke, not only did he rebuild the economy from the kind of malaise of the Obama years, but then we get flattened for the first half of the year with the coronavirus, which is, you know, a once in a half century event. And sure enough, we've got, do you know what? It took Trump only 6 months to get the unemployment rate back to below 7%. You know how long
Amazing.
It took Obama to do that?
Yeah.
6 years.
You're right.
Years.
I know. Hey, Steven, I love, you
Trump,
know what?
Trump did in 6 months what Obama Biden 6 years to do.
I love that. You're the best. You are the best. Because, you know, I open the mic every morning, and then there's all negativity. And I say to the folks kind enough to listen, Steven, they're listening to us this morning, and they get despair. They go, oh, my gosh, it's done. It's over. Celebrate what Trumpism is here to stay, man. It came in. He brought it in. And it was because of you listening. I say, as you listen to Steven and Joe on the radio, it's you that has stepped up 73 million. And Steven, your point is well taken. We are not going anywhere, brother.
Now, this movement is going to continue, Joe. I think Donald Trump is going to be a huge force. You're right. I can't wait to hear what Rudy Giuliani has to say in her show. I'm going to listen to that. But, you know, win or lose, and one way or the other, it's going to be razor tight. I talk to people on the street already, Joe, who say, gosh, you know, I voted for Biden. I kind of wish I voted for Trump now. Because
that's
think
right.
of the good news that's coming in on the economy, the vaccine.
Right.
Do you think
that's
the vaccine?
Right.
I think the vaccine companies withheld the information until after the election.
Hello. And not to mention what social media did. Inexcusable, and it should be illegal and against the law what they did, keeping the facts down. Steven, we love your positive energy. Trump or not. Comics is the name of the book. And Steven, have a great Thanksgiving, brother. Celebrate it. And
it's
we
the best
wish you
time of the year. And I'm going to have 12 people in my house. Don't tell your governor that.
You got it. You're the best, Steven. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, man. Thank you. Steven Moore right there, chairman of Freedom Works Task Force, Economic Revival, and a former Donald Trump economic advisor and author, again, of Trumponomics. Steven Moore right there. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 837 Big Al. He's got the news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees and 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is canceling his plans this Thanksgiving Day after New Yorkers were quick to criticize him. Cuomo had said he would be spending the holiday with his 89-year-old mother along with two of his daughters. New Yorkers did not like that plan since he's been urging people to stay home this holiday to stop the spread of coronavirus. Cuomo also said no one can enforce how many people are sitting around one table this Thanksgiving, but projects coronavirus infections will continue to surge. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Watch out for that ongoing investigation as you head over to Grand Street at Graham Avenue in Williamsburg from that overnight fatal accident. We're also seeing delays still as you take a ride over to that eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Deegan North at the stadium, it's a stalled vehicle, and traffic is moving slowly over on the thruway northbound. Stop and go traffic as you get up toward Newburgh with an accident investigation in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You want to build up your immune system. This is what makes me crazy, crazy, as Ray Liotta would say. It's crazy. You know what? If you build up your immune system, you will offset anxiety and stress and the flu and colds and scratchy throat and, yes, the virus. And this is not a clinical claim, but everyone knows you build up your immune system, you fight off all those free radicals,
And I don't mean like hippies or anything like that. I mean the free radicals that attack your body. You need antioxidants. And in every fruit and vegetable that you have are incredible amounts, thousands of nutrients that we call antioxidants to fight off all the bad things in your body. That's what Balance of Nature is. It's that. It's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And now you get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature and your own private health coach, courtesy of the Howard family. Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor. He comes up with the concept of Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, boom, just like that, to build up your immune system. And he's so dedicated to helping you. They will offer you, Lex, who runs the company, Dr. Doug and his wife, Sue, great, beautiful family. Man, they want you to know what you're doing, so they give you your own private health coach when you call 800-246-8751. Free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, and your own private health coach at no additional charge. 800-246-8751. Build up your immune system. I want you, as part of this radio family, gathered around our virtual kitchen table every morning, I want you to have better overall health. Like I always say, you deserve that, you know? Please go to balanceofnature.com. Just use the discount code THEANSWER.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, the only radio show in New York dedicated to promoting new forms of theater, supporting restaurants and chefs, providing information on food and beverages, and discovering innovative ways to do business, is moving from Saturday morning to Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3. Have brunch with Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, starting this Sunday at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio for Rhino Shield. Proud to tell you about Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded my home. It's that ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial business. You should Rhino Shield your business. It's got a 25-year guarantee. Rhino Shield is it. Susan at Rhino Shield will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of November, no matter when you want the job started. And Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for a year. Susan, I'm telling you, she really just increased the real estate value of my home because I didn't know. I said, well, we'll Rhino Shield the house because I was sick of painting it, then repainting it. Well, boom, you Rhino Shield it. You don't have to paint it again. And just think the way it looks. Curb appeal, number one. Real estate value, number two. And if you have a business, number three, if you have a business, you want the business to, wow, what a great looking building. Rhino Shield your business. It will look spectacular. And it's good for 25 years. And then you could super shield. I did the deck for, I'm Mr. Rhino Shield. I really am. And Susan is so nice to work with. She's a great businesswoman. She's an independent businesswoman. you know, representing Rhino Shield, and easy and fun to work with a great eye for design, by the way. She told him what color this will work best, how this will work. You want to call Susan, please, at Rhino Shield? You know what? You're curious about it? Give Susan a call. She's got, by the way, no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Okay, she got a great deal for you. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Frank Fusaro is a buddy. He's a Marine, United States Marine Corps veteran. And he was a sergeant, E5, a CPA who co-founded and serves as president of the Forum Group. That's that 100-person veteran-owned recruitment and consulting firm. Hey, Frank, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning, my brother?
I'm doing great, Joey. Anytime I'm talking to you, I'm doing fine.
We appreciate it, and a thanks to you and Chris for jumping on the air. I know the Forum Group is so big, and everybody's calling, and you're how did you get into that, by the way? Off the Marine, out of Brooklyn, and then you start the Forum Group consulting, and I know how big you are. You're a very humble guy, Frank Fusaro. I know you, man, but the Forum Group has just exploded over the years. And how did you first start that out again?
Well, I started on a lark. A peer of mine that worked at Price Waterhouse with me called me. He wanted to start his own business. And I said I'd do it for 6 months and get a real job. And that was going on 47 years ago.
Wow.
And it's been an absolute joy. But, you know, my time in the Marine Corps really turned me around. And I think military service is the most honorable thing that you can do. Not that I was any great Marine, but... it gave me a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment that I had done something that, no, when I was a kid, I was 17, as I mentioned to you,
wow.
Barely 17.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when I took the oath, I was the youngest Marine in the Marine Corps and one of the youngest sergeants when I made sergeant. So they treated me well, and I loved it. I loved the spirit of the Corps. I loved the guys, and,
yeah.
You know, it was a tough time. That
yeah.
was, the Vietnam era. And,
yeah.
We lost a number of guys from my platoon, just young
yeah.
kids, and the way we were treated when we got. But we started this conversation, the way we were treated, and what's
yeah.
going on now. I just heard at Harvard University, the students, this is one of the most prestigious schools in the country. They're circulating a petition not to let any of the Trump people on campus to
yeah.
teach or to lecture and so on and so forth. I don't know what they're teaching these kids. You know, freedom of speech is our number one, base core freedom, and you're free to speak if you're speaking their language.
That's right.
It's unbelievable.
Should we have a mandatory draft like they did when we were kids? You think, Frank, a mandatory draft? What do you think?
I think there should be a mandatory at least 1 year of service to the government. Doesn't have to be military. A kid coming out of high school should choose, some form of service. I think because it would help the country, and it would help give that person a sense of accomplishment, a sense of doing, and then they go to college after that. Time I spent in the service between high school and college, I went to college, breezed through it, but I had a full time job. I was going to school full time, and it was no big deal. I wasn't ready to go to college when I was 17. I was 16 turning 17. And I think the kids tend today to be less mature,
yeah.
Because they have yeah. too much. The problem is they have too much.
I know.
And, so I think that'd be a great idea. 1 year of service. Could be Peace Corps. Could be whatever they choose.
Peace Corps, yeah, that's a good idea. But I'm laughing because I spoil my kids terribly. I do. I'm guilty as charged, But when you think about the generation, Vietnam, we should do a shout out to all of our Vietnam veterans. As we celebrate Veterans Month here in November, we appreciate that putting their lives on the line. So hey Frank, so tell me, what are you doing? Yeah, now I know you're Italian. You got to answer me this question. No one even goes to the turkey, right? That turkey doesn't even exist. Am I right or wrong? You got lasagna is the main deal.
Lasagna. Listen, Turkish chicken dressed up in a nice suit.
It's true.
It's no lasagna. But Thanksgiving is about family, and you know how we Italians feel about our families. We fight, we kill each other, then we kiss and make up and love each other. Oh, it's a sad time this year, but it'll get better next year.
Yeah, we will. We'll recover. And listen, Frank, also, as I say to Angela Vivolo and everybody over at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, thank you for all the work you do over there. Thank you for being the great Marine. You know, you said you weren't a great Marine. Every Marine's a great Marine, and you were one of them, Frank Fusaro. So I can't imagine, though, Frank, I know you for 100 years. Were you screaming? You're a sergeant. Did you go, all right, everybody line up? Were you one of those guys? Were you tough?
Well,
I can't see you doing it. Huh?
They taught me that, you treat your people, well, but if someone's out of line, you got to step up. And that carried me my whole life. If you got to communicate with people. If they're doing something wrong, you got to tell them what you feel, give them a chance to respond, try to understand. And if they don't, I've told people, listen, there's a front door, to back door in this place. You're not happy, pack it in.
It's so true.
Good communication. You made your life communicating, Joey. And how many charities and how much good have you done? And what are you? And you keep saying, "Well, we've done. Columbus Club has done for you." You were fabulous, a great compliment to Maria Bartiromo. And you brought your heart and your ethnicity and your spirit, you gave the parade a real shot in the arm.
Thank you, my brother. Proud to be there with you, Frank Fusaro, and certainly with the great Maria Bartiromo as well. Thanks for your service, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
$2 million a year in scholarships. And to me, that's the most important thing. You get these kids, especially the high school, get them to a good high school, they'll get to college, and they'll have a shot. So
I love it. It's the first thing you told me when we went there, $2 million. God bless you, Frank. Thank you for your service. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, my friend, to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, and hope everyone out there stays safe. And
yes, sir.
And mind your P's and Q's. This vaccine will be around next month. It'll be a wonderful Christmas present for this country.
You're right. Frank Fusaro right there, U.S. Marine Corps. Hey, Joe on the radio, 851 right now, and Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, everybody. 112 southbound getting down toward Middle Country Road in Quorum. Everything closed. Accident investigation. 347 Wisconsin Highway westbound getting into Mount Pleasant Road, getting up through Smithtown. Watch for an accident there. Traffic slowing down on the Deegan north by the stadium. That's a disabled vehicle. Eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, a collision over in Williamsburg, getting out toward Grand Street into Graham Avenue. Accident investigation of that overnight fatal accident. New Jersey Transit north Jersey coastline remains suspended between South Amboy and New York Penn following that derailment yesterday in Perth Amboy. And watch for slowdowns on the northbound thruway into Newburgh, exit 17. Accident investigation, that's a fatal accident there being investigated as well. And over on the Hutch south at East Lincoln Ave into Mount Vernon, tractor trailer stuck under the bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk explains why we have recounts.
We're told this is the most secure election in American history. The recount has now uncovered uncounted ballots in three counties, 2,600 in Floyd County, mostly for Trump, 2,755 in Fayette County, mostly for Trump, and an undetermined amount in Walton County, mostly for Trump. Do you see a pattern here?
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
Hi, Joe of the radio, telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor, when I was with Pete and Seth this weekend, we talked about Relief Factor. I told them how it worked for me, how it worked for my knee. How's that knee? I said, it's great, man. And then I did the commercials that you will see. We're going to do some Christmas spots that are coming up any day now. And then, and I love that. I love that Pete said, I said, Pete, you're going to say Merry Christmas on national television? You could do that? He goes, believe it, I'm saying Merry Christmas. I love that about Pete and Seth. And then after January 1st, you'll see me talking about how if you're working, if you're in the gym, no matter what you're doing, how you keep yourself out of pain. And it's with a Relief Factor, 100% drug-free. And they have these four ingredients, and each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of those four ingredients, and I tell you this, each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway, approaching from four different angles. And if you got shoulder pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee, foot pain, whatever it is from exercise, or even just getting older, hello, you should order, please. The 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95. This comes from Seth, to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
So Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great on this pre-Thanksgiving day and getting ready for, a few days of relaxation and fun. How about you?
Your relaxation and fun for you, what, 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles on your bike? Come on, right?
Well, yeah. I'm looking at the weather ahead. I know what's coming Sunday or Monday and Tuesday, a bad storm, a lot of rain, a lot of wind, a lot of clouds.
Yeah.
So I figured I'm going to get out and ride as much as I can Friday after work, Saturday and Sunday. So maybe a couple hundred miles, yes.
So give me the rain tomorrow because I want to stop by see my mom, but we may stay outside, the social distance. So how is the rain early in the morning and then letting up as the day goes on, Joe?
It's mostly a morning affair. I think it rains later tonight, probably from midnight to about noon tomorrow, and then a leftover shower or two in the afternoon. The farther west you go, the more likely it is to taper off and just come to an end. Cool. But then after that, you got smooth sailing. Friday, we're going to see some sunshine, upper 50s to near 60. A little cooler, but nice and sunny for Saturday and Sunday. Then get ready. Monday, we head back to work. It's going to get stormy around here with a lot of rain and wind.
Wow. Allergy forecast pretty darn good, huh?
Yeah, it's very good. Balance of Nature brings you the allergy report, and it is nice and low. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joe. Hey, Rudolph Giuliani, right off the top of the hour. Is the president going with Rudy to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania today? Mayor Giuliani, so busy, kind enough to check in with us to report to you on what's going on. And Mayor Giuliani's coming up at 9 o'clock. Sheriff Golden as well. And then Chaz Palminteri next hour as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio rolling into Thanksgiving. We're coming right back. Yeah.